Hiya, it's the Gutter, it's the award-winning Gutter, but this week we're missing our award-winning host, so I am Josh Sexton, stepping in for Rob Gutman this week, and with me I've got Andy Heaton, Ian Ryan and Andy Bell.
You know what I found out, Josh? Rob actually listens to shows he's not on now.
Really?
I did not know that.
So you reckon he'll listen to this and be assessing me?
I mean, he even listens to shows that he's got no interest in, because I made a running joke as if Rob Gutman's listening to this, and he very much is. So hi Rob, how are you doing? This very much isn't Zoom. Anyway, Josh.
I hope the award panel aren't listening to this. They may be stripping us of some awards by the end of it, but Andy Heaton, I'll come to you first then, because you've spoken already. We've had a bit of a bad news pace week this week. All of Rob's gutters have come crashing down due to the news from James Pearce's transfer roundup in The Athletic yesterday. I'll read some of this out for the listeners. Senior club sources have rubbished recent reports suggesting bids have been tabled for either Atletico's Madrid's Saúl Ñíguez or Renato Sanchez of Lille. Brighton Hove Albion's Yves Bissouma and Leicester City's Youri Tielemans have reported been linked, but that speculation has also been dismissed by insiders. And if you were glass half empty in this, you would take that to assume that Liverpool aren't signing the midfielder. I'm going to choose not to take it like that for my own sanity. But what do you read into it?
I read into it the same way I read into every window of the last couple of years, where if Liverpool are going to do something, they'll do it, and very few people will know about it until it's done. There's so many examples of that now. I mean, the Canate thing, all right, it was rumoured, but that it was suddenly done just last year, out of nowhere. Minamino was just done as well. I mean, I know Minamino's not been the roaring success, but they said, even going back to Fabinho, they just tend to do the business quietly, efficiently, and with very, very, no, very, very little noise. And that you'd think as well, the agents would be aware of this, to the point where if agents start throwing Liverpool's name around, it could actually harm their clients' prospects of signing for Liverpool. Because you would imagine Liverpool say, well, look, we'll have a conversation, but if this gets out, gone. And as we've seen with the Wijnaldum situation, if Liverpool make a decision, they're very, very stubborn and they will stick to it. So, glass half full, I think if Liverpool think they need a midfielder, they will go and get a midfielder. And the factors that people bandy around about money, cash, blah, 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 won't be an issue if they get the right man. I'm not saying they'll go and break world record transfer fees, but like if they think a player is worth X amount and they can get them, they'll go and get them. But I don't think it's any of the names that we've been linked to. The Saul one is interesting because it seems to have been the link's been useful for him in so much as the Barcelona Griezmann thing came from it, and I know that might not happen now, but suddenly you threw Liverpool's name in and there's interest around the player.